Hello and welcome. This is Chris Ann from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And today we're going to be talking about the weekly predictions for Sunday, February 6th until Saturday of February 12th of the year 2022. So this week there has been sort of a breakthrough in the energies. Now that we have come out of the Mercury retrograde, we're still in the shadow, and we're going to be coming out of the shadow very soon. So the shadow lasts for a week after the Mercury retrograde has ended. The shadow kind of takes an additional week for things to sort of dissipate and sort of quote unquote go back to normal. And that's the area that we're in right now, the energy that we're in right now. So you may have noticed that there's a clearing of the fog, so to speak. And that's the energy that we're coming into. So this week I have two decks of cards in front of me to do this weekly prediction. I, of course, have my Mystic Art Medicine cards, which I am shuffling. And then I also have the Messenger Oracle that we're going to be using as well. And of course, I will have my crystals to carry for the week. But let's get started with the Mystic Art Medicine cards. The first card I'm pulling is the card of shadow, which is really interesting because we are still in that shadow phase of the Mercury retrograde. We're just about out of it though. So when the shadow card comes up, it's saying, just be sure you know everything that's going on around you. Make sure that you see what's going on in front of you as well as what's going on behind you. Making sure you are aware of everything that's going on around you. And this card is also talking about, the shadow card talks about, make sure you know what it is that you're grounding into. If there's something you want to own, meaning an energy, a place you want to move to, a certain job that you want to own it. You want to own that energy of that. Make sure you know what you're getting into when you set your sights to manifest that. Make sure you see all the ramifications of manifesting that, all the ramifications of what that would actually mean for you. It's just a card that says, hey, heads up, pay attention to the full picture. And that's what's being said for this week. Don't take things at face value. Pay attention to the full picture. The next card that I've pulled is the card of grace. I believe we had that card last week as well. Meaning, yes, we've got the shadow card saying, hey, heads up, pay attention to what's actually going on around you, but don't worry, you're going to handle it with grace. It is going to flow very easily. It is going to be okay because, oh, interestingly enough, we have the card of deception that I just pulled. Okay, so this, the deception card and the shadow card really correlate with each other. So, okay, if both of these cards are coming up, even though that grace card is there, that is saying, hey, heads up, pay attention to what's actually going on this week. Now, the other part of this deception card is talking about ourselves. Are we deceiving ourselves? Yes, we might want to manifest something. Yes, we might want to ground into something. But are we really fully aware of what that entails? Don't deceive ourselves. And the last card I'm going to pull from this deck is the card of perception. We all have these amazing views of things, and sometimes we can have blinders on. Make sure you take those blinders off and you recognize yourself for the wonderful things that you bring to the table. This is talking about who we are. What is it that we bring? What is it that we embody? What is it that we entail? And don't sell ourselves short. That is huge for this week. And then I'm going to pull from Messenger Oracle. And from this one, I got Heed the Messengers. You know, when we heed the messengers, that means pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to the songs on the radio. Is it a very synchronistic message that's coming through? Pay attention to your dreams, your guides, your loved ones that are coming through in your dreams. Pay attention to all those little synchronicities that are going to be happening this week, because that's going to give you a really clear view of what it is that you need to understand. And the next card I pulled is the card that says we are all connected, knowing that with nature, with each other, that yes, we are all connected. That's those synchronicities, paying attention to that and honoring that. And the last card that I pulled is the card, very, very kind of interesting for this reading, see the truth. And this is a card of an owl. When I get an owl card, that always tells me, very much like that shadow card that we were talking about in the very beginning, make sure you are getting a full view of what it is that you're signing up for, what it is that you're manifesting, what it is that you want to move into. When we talk about an owl, we talk about a being that can fly up and above the trees and get a full view of everything that's going on. And that's the theme for this week, apparently, with these cards. Make sure we're getting a full view, and make sure that if somebody's telling you something, you need to see the full ramifications of it. If you're manifesting something, make sure you are understanding the full ramifications of what it is that you're manifesting. Get the full view. You know, I love to do photography. And I like to do photography from a vehicle. And, you know, we could just be driving around in some beautiful, out-of-the-way place. And I'm always taking pictures to the side and in front of me. And then there are times that I say, just stop. I have to get out and I have to take a picture from behind us. Sometimes the views behind us, the ones that we don't even see, are the most beautiful, the most poignant, and the most meaningful. That's what this week is going to be all about. Look all around and get the full view of all of it. And take those blinders off and don't be so myopic. Interesting. So let's talk about the crystals. So if this is your first time listening to me, I sort of download information about the crystals before I start this podcast. And I always get anywhere from 4, 5, 6 different crystals that we need to carry for the week. This week we have 5 crystals. Really interesting crystals. I was downloading the crystals and I'm like, really? Okay. All right. So, it's not really my place to question. I was clarifying. I wasn't questioning. And, so this is the list. This is the list for this week. It's a very different list than what we normally talk about. So the first crystal is jet. Now, jet is a readily available stone. It is an easy stone to get. It is a black stone, so that means it's covering your root chakra, your base chakra. What is it that you're grounding into? This is that stone. Jet is a stone that helps with protection, psychic protection, clearing, purifying. It can be clearing and purifying to the body, as well as clearing and purifying to your space. Like if you're going to put it by your bed, if you're going to put it on your desk, etc. It's also really powerful for protecting from somebody that really may not know what they're doing when it comes to some magical things. If they don't know what they're doing, you need to have protection around stuff like that. Jet is a really good one for that. It's going to clear your space. It's going to clear you. It's going to clear your aura. It also helps if you are going to be doing work like I do. I do work in the Akashic Records. So it's helping with astral travel, past life, Akashic Records, all your different psychic kind of stuff, it's a great one to have on your desk if you're doing any type of psychic work. So jet is one of them. Yeah, readily available stone, easy to get, relatively inexpensive stone. I would carry that one on your left hand side of the body. I made a podcast last week talking about what does it mean when I talk about the different parts of the sides of the body, where to place it in your home, etc. So if you're a little confused on that, go check out that podcast and that will give you a little bit more clarity on that. The next stone that I downloaded that we need for this week was marble. And I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. Specifically, zebra marble. This is much more of a sacral chakra. And zebra marble is also a protective stone. It's a nurturing stone. It can be very grounding as well. And this one, zebra marble, is helping us to learn patience. Sometimes we think we want something and we have to have a little patience because the universe doesn't work on our time frame, unfortunately. So marble, specifically zebra marble, can help us when we need a little bit more clarity or we need to focus and we're having a hard time with that not being on our time frame. Can also help us go into a deeper state of meditation so we can have a little bit more calm, clearing, etc. It can help us with sleep as well. And when you need to remember your dreams, zebra marble is a really cool one to work with. It's a little bit stronger than your regular marble. It's like marble plus. So check out some zebra marble. It's really kind of cool. Not as easily accessible as some of the others, but still available. The next stone, the third stone for this week, is lithium quartz. I believe we've talked about lithium quartz before. Lithium quartz is before I move on to that, zebra marble is going to be one that you're going to carry on the left-hand side. Okay, so far we have jet and zebra marble, both left-hand sides. Lithium quartz, and this you can decide which side you're going to want it on yourself. It brings in the energy of calm. It brings in the energy of balance. It helps to bring in that inner peace. And it's really good for people that are on the spectrum or have depression, PTSD, etc. I do want to say I am not a medical professional. I am not giving out medical advice. I do suggest that you talk to a medical professional when it comes to some of that. I am talking about these on a metaphysical level, not as a medical professional. So please don't take my advice as medical professional advice. You still need to seek that of an actual medical professional, and that is not me. I am giving metaphysical advice. So just to be clear. But I have had some interesting reports of people that have PTSD that have reported to me on how well it has worked for them. And I've used all of these stones myself, so I can attest to my own personal experience with these. When you're dealing with trauma, lithium quartz is a great one to work with. Lithium quartz typically is one I would say is great to have on the left-hand side. When you're dealing with things like trauma that you want to get rid of, then you're going to want to put the lithium quartz on your right-hand side. And if that's the case and you're putting it on your right-hand side, I would also double it with a smoky quartz. So lithium quartz can also get rid of insomnia and also get rid of nightmares as well. So it's great to put a piece under your pillow as well. You can put a piece in your pillowcase. I do have pillowcases available that have little pouches on them. I don't think they're on my website, but I do have them somewhere. But you can also sew a little pouch or something into your pillowcase so you don't have these stones floating all over the place. But lithium quartz is one of my favorite stones when it comes to calm. So just think calm for lithium quartz. The next stone that we're going to talk about is a brecciated jasper. Brecciated jasper is a red stone. So this one is going to be a root chakra grounding stone as well. It's also a poppy jasper. It's also the same. It's the same stone. Easy to find. Lithium quartz is easy to find as well. So relatively, you know, inexpensive stone for brecciated jasper as well. It's going to help you with your courage, your strength, your stamina. It's going to keep you grounded, to give you legs, to give you that strength that you need moving forward. Brecciated jasper is a great one to use during times of stress as well, if you want to carry that one on your left hand side, because it will give you strength during times of stress and sadness, etc. It's also really good for artists. Brecciated jasper is one that can help you boost your passion for your art and for your craft that you're working on. You know, it's great to have creativity, but it's also great to have passion with your creativity. Brecciated jasper also helps with dream recall as well. So it's another one that's really good for under your pillow also. It helps to overcome a lot of guilt, shame. It's really good to help restore your physical strength after being ill. And like I said, it's your stone of strength and vitality. So those are the ones that you're going to think of. Passion, strength, grounding for brecciated jasper. And the last stone of this week is a difficult one to find. So these have all been relatively easy to find. The zebra marble might be a smidge harder than the rest. But praseolite is the last one that we're going to talk about. Praseolite is one that I typically see in large, really beautiful specimen pieces or jewelry. I really have never seen it in like a tumbled stone or something like that because it's expensive. This is by far the most expensive stone on my list. I don't come up with the lists. I simply download the lists and pass on the info. Praseolite is a green stone and it is called green amethyst. It's in the amethyst family. Actually, I have an entire set of jewelry because my son is an amethyst baby. He's a February baby. So I wear green amethyst to commemorate him instead of the purple amethyst because, you know, got to be fun and different. So green amethyst has a comparable energy to the purple amethyst, but it, to me, it just feels like it's a slightly, well, not slightly, it's a much higher vibration. I actually like the vibration of praseolite much more than amethyst, the purple amethyst, even though I do wear both and I do own both. I do like the vibration of praseolite. It feels much more, I don't know, comforting to me. But praseolite is wonderful when it comes to energetically linking the physical and the spiritual with your higher self. So it's a really cool one to work with. It's going to be working on your third eye, your crown, your heart, and your solar plexus. It gets rid of negative energy from the person as well as the room as well. And if that's the case, you're going to want to carry it on the right hand side. For the rest of this, you want it on the left. So it promotes that mind-heart connection and it helps you to express your emotions. We need to admit emotions to ourselves. You know, this week we're talking about admitting what we bring to the table, admitting what it is that we want to ground into. That's what Presealite is going to help us with. It's going to help us to recognize what it is that we bring to the table. It's also going to help us to boost our own psychic abilities. And while it's working on a heart connection, you know it's coming from the heart. So when you're working with psychic abilities that come from the heart, you know you can trust it. So a lot of people have a hard time trusting their abilities. Praise-a-Light will help you to trust it. It helps you to have a deep appreciation and acceptance of who and what you are. I love Praise-a-Light. Like I said, I have a whole set of jewelry that I wear and I love it. I think it's great energy. I typically will wear Praise-a-Light on the left-hand side because I want to bring in all of that energy. So that's the stones for this week. That's the energy for this week. That's the reading for this week. Interesting stuff. So, you know, I hope we all weather this well. We're coming out of some really funky energy, and we sometimes need to regain our sea legs in doing that, learning to trust ourselves and knowing what it is that we want to ground into, what we want to manifest, and recognizing what it is that we bring to the table. That's what this week is all about. So really, really cool. Carry these stones. If you don't have them, even if you have one of the list, that's still great. You know, the other thing is, if you don't have these stones, but you have a deck of cards that's a crystal deck, pull those cards out. Leave them on your table. Leave them on your mirror. It will still bring in that energy for you. If you're looking to get a private reading from me, you can always go and check out my website. I offer the private readings there as well as distance Reiki. I do private classes on how to read with 20 plus decks for one reading. And of course, I sell crystals, my art, etc. So check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrissyann.com. And if you need to get in touch with me, my email is the exact same thing. elementalenergieswithchrissyann@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come back every single week. I'm going to be doing the weekly predictions every Sunday. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care and be free.